Well, hello, I'm Dr. Shantae Haynes of the Heart to Heart Truth Ministries, and it is my pleasure that you are here on this YouTube channel or watching it by, on podcast. Either way, whether you like the video or you like the audio, I want to make sure that I'm speaking life into you. All right. So I'm excited about that. So here's what we're going to do today. And you clicked on this button because somebody has bothered your trust factor. Okay. So let's go ahead and bow as we get ready to start and jump into the affirmations for today. Most gracious and heavenly Father God, we thank you. We thank you for a relationship that we have with you. We thank you that you have never left us nor forsaken us. You have never, ever let us down. Have we questioned? Possibly. Do we not know what's next? Most of the time. But God, we recognize that even in the midst of that, that you are a safe place. You are a reliable one that we can come to, we can turn to. And for that, we're grateful. And so today, as we jump into this sensitive subject of trusting and relationships, God, we just ask that you be with us, that you speak loudly, you speak clearly, and that you help us along the way. We're going to bless you for it. We're going to honor you always. In Jesus' name, we do pray and give you thanks. Amen. Amen. Well, we're talking about trust today. And if you're here, in many instances, you have dealt with people that have sometimes disappointed. Or should I say, most of the time, people can disappoint us, the wrong people. Sometimes it's a boundaries issue. We allow too many people to come in when we really shouldn't have. But God says, in the multitude of counsel, there is safety. Here's the caveat: the multitude of the right counselors, those that have your best interest at heart, those that are in tune with the Father, are going to be the best ones that you have. And then sometimes it's not everybody. You don't want to hear everybody's voice on it, but you want to hear the right voice. He says, "My sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow." So today we're going to deal with some affirmations again. This year, we're really honing in on that. So, in 2024, we're going to look at some affirmations that are going to improve our trust so that one, we're comfortable with our ability to discern. So it's got to deal with the discernment too. But our discerning of who it is that we can trust and then actually being able to trust them. All right, let's go on in.
Healing affirmations to improve trust. I believe God has a great plan for me. I trust God with my life and my relationships. God shows me that I can trust Him. Others don't have the final say, God does, so my hope is in God. Whatever happens, God has a way of blessing me. The process may be challenging, but I win in the end. My trust is in God, the righteous judge, because he makes wrong things right. I take God at his word. All others require actions. I operate with divine discernment. Nothing escapes me because God reveals the hidden things to me. I believe God. My relationships are managed by God. God sends the right people into my life. As seasons change, God orchestrates who sits at my table. I am confident in God's word. Every promise God has for me, I receive. I stand on the promises of God and I am safe. I walk out the principles of God and I prosper. In the multitude of counsel, there is safety. I am positioned in a safe environment. Those around me trust me, and I trust them. I am convinced that I clearly see red flags. I have keen discernment because I pray asking God for wisdom. God gives me wisdom when I ask. I am at peace. God covers me. God is faithful, and He has been all my life. With every breath, I will utter my faith in God. I trust the Lord with all my heart, and I do not lean on my understanding. The 56th Psalm, verse 3. What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. Proverbs, the 3rd chapter, the 5th verse. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Verse 6. The 62nd Psalm, verse 8. Trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Selah. Pause and calmly think about that. The 56th Psalm, verse 4. In God I will praise his word. In God I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. Isaiah, the 26th chapter and the 4th verse. Trust ye in the Lord forever. For in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. But I trusted in thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my God. The 31st Psalm, verse 14. He trusted in the Lord God of Israel, so that after him was none like him among all the kings of Judah, nor any that were before him. 2 Kings, the 18th chapter, in the 5th verse. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. The 40th Psalm, verse 4. But I am like a green olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the mercy of God forever and ever. The 52nd Psalm, verse 8. That thy trust may be in the Lord, I have made known to thee this day, even to thee. The 22nd Proverb, verse 19. The 91st Psalm, verse 2. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. The 118th Psalm, verse 8, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. The 20th Psalm, verse 7. O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not mine enemies triumph over me. The 25th Psalm, verse 2. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever. The 125th Psalm, verse 1. The 13th Psalm, verse 5. But I have trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. Let not him that is deceived trust in vanity, for vanity shall be his recompense. Job, the 15th chapter, the 31st verse. The 55th Psalm, verse 23. But thou, O God, shalt bring them down into the pit of destruction. Bloody and deceitful men shall not live out half their days, but I will trust in thee. The 143rd Psalm, verse 8. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, For in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee. And such trust have we through Christ to Godward. 2 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter and the 4th verse. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord and whose hope the Lord is. Jeremiah, the 17th chapter and the 7th verse.
Well, welcome back. It is so important for us to continue to replay those affirmations, listening to them over and over again, actually speaking them over and over again. It is important for us. If we're going to unleash the power of trust in 2024, we really need to be able to do that. So continue to listen to those again. Here's what I'm going to say, though, is I recognize that you might have experienced a loss. You might have experienced some adversity. You might have had some downsides based on some of the relationships that you've had. With that in mind, you need to talk to someone. And it's not just, hey, throw me into a program and that's going to work for me. I'm sure you want to know the right program that is best for you for the situation that you currently have, for the season that you're currently in. And the way I can do that for you is I want to offer you a vision breakthrough strategy session with me. We'll get on the phone. We'll figure out what's the next best step for you. And what that's going to mean is that your life and your direction, you're going to have so much direction for where you're going in life. And the sky will be the limit to that because you'll be on a path that's going to get you to that next step. So I invite you to do that. Go to my website, shantaehaines.com/vision. And if you go there, you can go ahead and register, pick the time that's going to work best for you. And I will help you go further faster and get to where God has called you to be. Hey, your purpose is calling, they say. It's time to unleash who you really are. All right. I'm Dr. Shantae Haynes with Heart to Heart Truth Ministries, helping you put feet to your faith so that you can walk victoriously. Have an absolutely fantastic rest of your day. God bless.